obviously there's beginning to be discordant voices in Africa regarding the situation. That the position of ECOWAS has always been that Ouattara won the election. But now when you begin to get some countries in Africa that seem to try to suggest that that is not the case, then we begin to have a problem. The president, during the press conference today, when the report of the EU election observation mission was presented, he did say that when things like that happen, for example, this situation where we have a South African frigate seen off the coast of Cote d'Ivoire, it might be misconstrued to suggest that they are in support of a particular party in the crisis there. If you create that kind of situation, there's a likelihood that it will prolong the resolution of the problem. We don't want a situation where the situation will deteriorate and suddenly we have a civil war in our hands.
Sunny, ECOWAS seem to be concerned that growing differences among some African leaders at the recent African Union summit could undermine ECOWAS's effort to resolve the crisis in Cote d'Ivoire. Is that the position of ECOWAS?
Yes, ECOWAS is in a sense not quite satisfied that there's discordant voices that in relation to the contrary to the unanimity that ECOWAS had presented on this matter. And more importantly, it does undermine the sense of solidarity, the historic sense of solidarity, I must add, that has pervaded Africa. Historically, when there is a situation like this in a region, the rest of the continent will wait for the regional grouping in that area to take a position, and they will support that position. So now when you have a situation where some others, in order to score some cheap political points or driven by myopia, decide to take contrary positions, it portends very badly for Africa, and it is not consistent with the history of Africa in relation to situations like this. That's the point the president tried to make, and that's what ECOWAS feels very strongly about.
There are some critics who say that despite ECOWAS' threat of possibly applying force to remove President Gbagbo from power, ECOWAS hasn't had any significant impact in resolving the crisis because we are almost in the second month and the crisis is still ongoing. What do you say to that?
Well, it doesn't seem to me, ECOWAS, for God's sake, please, give us a break. We have a better history in the whole of Africa of managing conflict. I think we can beat our chest to that. So nobody is now going to come and dismiss us to say that these are not serious people. We have a history that is the envy of so many regions in the whole of Africa. We are trying, this is a very delicate situation. We are trying to see how we can engage, looking at all the issues involved in that crisis. Okay, look, can we remain engaged with this process? That is what we're doing. We remain engaged with the process, work with our partners to see how we can, through a variety of measures, including, we have the sanctions in place. Cote d'Ivoire is already suspended. It's all part of the process of engaging to see how we can pressure to achieve the results that all of us pray for. And that's that Gbagbo leaves and then feeds power to Ouattara. That's what we're looking for. For those who are jumping the gun to suggest that in any way means that ECOWAS has been ineffective, I think that would be patently unfair.